Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get to Dino's Dirt at the 40 right now. Some Hollywood stories brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And you can get $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. Share the love and cash by referring as many friends and family members as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. This month, for details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, so what's up, Dina? What have you learned?
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's court documents have been unsealed, and there's a lot the jury did not get to hear.
Ooh, good stuff.
So, juicy stuff. Yeah, on Johnny's side, there's some allegations that Amber had some saucy jobs, including being an escort, being an exotic dancer at one point in her career, and the judge didn't allow that to be introduced.
Wow.
And Amber's lawyers wanted to enter texts between Marilyn Manson and Johnny Depp that they felt showed him giving tips about how to deal with a, quote, Amber-type scenario of his own. And Amber also wanted to submit more evidence from Johnny's days filming the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie and information regarding additional lawsuits. But all that was shot down as well. Those are just some of the examples.
So this was all unsealed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All the court documents unsealed.
That's good stuff, because usually they keep it sealed. But this is awesome information. No. And I can't wait, because they can use this more in the movie that they make about this.
Yep.
So,
and that's
exciting.
Just like the tip of it. I couldn't even get into more of the details on the air, to be honest.
One thing, like a speeding ticket, too. They were just trying to throw everything into the court case.
There was some really personal information in there. Mm. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, look up those documents yourself if you dare. Taylor Armstrong, an original cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is going to do something no one else in The Real Housewives franchise has ever done before.
They've done it all. What is it?
That's a crossover within the franchise. So she's going to season 17 of The Real Housewives of Orange County. She was a RHOBH originally, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, back in the day when it was with Kyle Richards, Kim Richards, Lisa Vanderpump, Camille Grammer. And now she's going to be joining Heather and Shannon and Gina and Emily over on Orange County.
Oh, so she's going to be part of the show and not just ding dong. Hello. No. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong house. in the wrong area. So.
But it'll be interesting to see if the ladies of Orange County accept her as they did on Beverly Hills. First time for a crossover, though.
I'm surprised by that. They haven't done this before.
I know, yeah. Right?
I may have to check it out.
Well, we told you yesterday that Ana de Armas is getting blasted for her performance in Netflix's Marilyn Monroe movie because of her Cuban accent. But Marilyn's estate fully supports her in the role and says she nailed it. They said that she fully captured the essence of Marilyn's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marilyn was known for her breathiness.
Right.
Which they say was actually a tactic she learned from a speech therapist when she was a kid to help overcome a stutter. So they felt that the whole breathiness and capturing that Marilyn essence was more important than Anna's Cuban accent coming through. We'll have to wait and see how it's accepted by the audiences. And Joy Behar snapped at an audience member on The View when the cameras weren't rolling.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, somebody at the taping on Tuesday asked Whoopi Goldberg for a picture during the break.
Okay.
And that's when Joy yelled, no, even before Whoopi could say anything. Whoopi did end up taking a socially distanced selfie with the woman, but Joy looked at the lady and shouted, look what you started.
Oh, because she didn't want to do anything? Or maybe they stick up for each other. You know what I mean?
I don't
know. Good cop, bad cop kind of thing.
Whoopi seems fine by it. Huh. I don't know if the audience members started throwing food at Joy for it and booing her, like tomatoes and lettuce and a spud. A spud could hurt.
Oh, come on.
Hopefully no spuds were thrown.
The working word was spud. Thrown in at the very last moment, it must mean you forgot about it until now.
Uh-uh. I just wanted to use it there. That's all.
Okay.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Coming up, how you can adopt a hairy lobster here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you know. Share the love and cash by referring as many friends and family members as you want during the month of August. It's the Refer a Friend program at pvcu.org for all the details. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, Elon Musk's dad did an interview. He made it pretty clear he is not fond of his son.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. Errol Musk said of Elon's accomplishments, you know, we're a family that's been doing a lot of things for a long time. It's not as if we suddenly started doing something. Okay. But, you know, SpaceX, Tesla, that's not impressive.
Couple accomplishments there, but you may not agree with what he does on the side, though. That's the only thing.
Maybe.
DallyX, yeah.
But they were talking about the accomplishments. And he then made it pretty clear that his son Kimball is his favorite, calling him his pride and his joy. And he was talking about some pictures of Elon on vacation and, you know, basically called him pudgy, said he should start using a weight loss product.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Boy, that's tough. Man, I just think, like, what accomplishments is the rest of the family talking about? He's like, I once carved a kitchen table out of wood. But my son's sending people to space.
Maybe fathering a child at like 85 years old or however old he is. Maybe that's his big accomplishment. But, you know, Elon's made it clear he's not a fan of his father's either. So it appears there are no tears from, you know, shed over dear old dad. Not to worry. Zahara Jolie Pitt starting off her college career. That's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's daughter. She's going to attend Spelman College in Atlanta this fall. So Angelina posted a picture on Instagram of Zahara with her new friends, congratulating all of them and saying it's a very special place and an honor to have a family member as a new Spelman girl.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be there for moving day. You know, maybe Angelina Jolie is going to be helping moving up the refrigerator or something.
That's true. I bet you the paparazzi never caught her with a lamp in her hands.
Right. Exactly. Or a milk crate, for crying out loud.
Naomi Judd passed away in April, and now a new report claims that she didn't leave any of her estate to her two daughters, Winona and Ashley. Apparently, Naomi's husband, Larry Strickland, was named the executor of her estate, leaving him in total control of her fortune. So no word on if he'll share that with her daughters, but that's $25 million. And Winona is the one who's really most upset because, you know, she was part of the Judds. It was Winona and Naomi.
She's got her own money.
I know she's got her own money, but she thinks that she was a major force behind her mom's success. So why wouldn't her mother want to leave them some of that? You know who else is cutting kids out of the will?
Who?
Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. I told you the other day that she had passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she cut her son out of her $10 million fortune and actually left a note updating her will saying that she said to her son, as you've stated to me several times, I can't wait to get rid of this garbage and sell the house and property. So she decided that he's not entitled to it then.
Wow.
I mean, she's going to give him small checks here and there throughout the estate. They're going to give him kind of like a little trust, but not the $10 million.
I will never have this problem because I have nothing to leave behind.
Well, all right,
so
then.
It is kind of nice. Yeah, exactly.
And Bruce Springsteen's manager is talking about the record high ticket prices for his tour next year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, the modest tickets are about $1,000. And then some are $4,000 because of Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing program. He says it raises prices based on demand. So basically, you know, can everybody just say they don't want to see Bruce Springsteen and maybe we can get these ticket prices down to $50?
Yeah, because I'm sure the boycott is going to work for Bruce Springsteen. No, but it's outrageous, though. Can you imagine? Like, I love the Dave Matthews Band, but for $1,000 a ticket to be up close, that's just outrageous.
No way. Can't afford it. You know, all I could afford is probably a tape cassette from the 80s.
Or a folding chair outside of the venue. Yes. So you can hear it at least.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Looks like we got a heat wave on our hands. Temps up to 90 today. Some afternoon showers, sun and cloud mix otherwise. And later on this week, looks like temperatures are going to feel like 100 degrees. So it looks like a heat wave is almost a sure thing as we get to Dina's dirt at the 40 right now. Find out what's going on in the hot world of Hollywood. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where it's $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you know. You can share the love and cash by referring people, as many as you want in August, during the Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, Katy Perry taking care of her fans in Vegas this weekend. There's a video out there that shows Katy throwing pizza to people who are partying up at a nightclub.
That is awesome. I love this story. Yeah.
It's great. You see her like grabbing slices and then just tossing them out into the crowd.
I hope it was cooled a little bit because you know how hot pizza can be when you first get it. Yeah.
I hope people caught it and they're not eating floor food because that's gross.
I would just open up my mouth and catch it with my mouth. Yum.
But people were loving it, calling it a dream. Katy called it a mother feeding her children. I've never flung food at my kids before, but, you know, that's how she does it.
No plates needed. That's a good thing.
She tried it with a plate at first, but it wasn't working out as well as just chucking the whole slice.
People started bleeding and stuff, and it wasn't good.
Paper plates. Paper cuts.
Oh, I see.
Louis Tomlinson shocked One Direction fans when he talked about his very real opinion of their debut album, Up All Night. It had the hit What Makes You Beautiful on it. And he said in a podcast 12 years ago today, the band got formed, but the first album was garbage. And now he's got his own second album coming out. He's a little worried about how it'll be received. With the first one, he said he was just trying to find his feet coming out of a band the size of One Direction.
Right.
But with the new one, he says he feels like he's been able to look at this record with a bit more clarity.
That's good promotion, though, because when you say something is garbage, people want to check it out and see how bad it is. Right? So it actually works in their favor for a little bit after not selling them for a while.
Why is he calling their it wasn't garbage.
Well,
why
what's he going to say 12 years from now about it, the current stuff?
I don't know. Well, World of Dance judge and former Masked Singer contestant Neo, his wife is ready to end their 6-year marriage. It seems to all be over Neo cheating on her for years. She found out about his many alleged affairs. She said, 8 years of lies and deception and unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous women. But she says, you know, I gained 3 beautiful children out of it, but nothing else but wasted years and heartache. So hours after she posted that, Neo had his own comment, but really not much of a comment, just saying, for the sake of our kids, we're working through our challenges behind closed doors.
Okay, so no denial there.
Not really.
Apparently a lot of witnesses, though, to the case.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, though. I mean, the kind of women she says he was with, you know, might give a lady something to worry about. So hopefully not. Nick Cannon recently treated his oldest kids, 11-year-old twins that he shares with Mariah Carey, Moroccan and Monroe, to a day at a water park. Yep, he rented out the entire park for the day, so it could be just that, just them.
That's awesome. I mean, wouldn't you do that if you were a rich celebrity? I mean, I wouldn't choose like a popular time. You know what I mean? Like maybe Sunday morning or something. But
yeah, I feel bad because he takes this water park away from people who could probably use some cooling down in a day. They're all mad. They show up and places closed down for Nick Cannon and his kids.
Yeah, if they're ripping you off the slide, then I'd be upset. But not to get in initially.
But honestly, if he brought all his kids to the water park, they might not all be let in because it might be more than capacity.
Yeah.
Think about with all the kids he's got, you know.
Mm-hmm. How long are you waiting to use that one?
Just on his 8th. I don't know, like about 30 seconds, maybe.
Okay. All right. Seconds. Not bad.
Didn't put too much thought into that one. And that's your Dirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Tide presents. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.